Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, welcome to Marvel Film Talk. This is your host, Matt Havner. What's going on? Let's go to the callers. Who's this?
Hey, Matt, it's me.
What's going on, Jesus?
How's it going, sir?
Oh, not much. Been watching The Avengers and a bit of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Season 1. Can't wait for when new episodes return. Crazy what's going to happen to Sky. It's like they're going with the Inhumans storyline.
Oh.
Right now.
Oh, I see. They're building that world up now. Okay.
Yep. Yep. So what's this we're going to talk about? The controversy with...
Oh, yeah. I wanted to bring this up before... Before you do your other show, so we have we're live right now. So if you want to call in, our number is 516-418-5863. Again, that number is 516-418-5863. We have a caller, Matt, from area code 469.
Who's this?
Joe from Krypton, aka Superboy.
Hey, Joe, what's going on?
Thanks for having
That's
me.
That's cool.
Welcome.
So we're here to talk
Marvel, we're going to talk about a very touchy subject that a lot of Marvel fans don't like to really admit. I saw this article on moviepilot.com, and the title caught my eye, and so it reads... From Thanos to Deadpool, 6 characters Marvel stole from DC Comics. So then it continues. It starts with number 6, Deadpool is equal to Deathstroke. So you're like, yeah, that makes sense, right?
Yeah.
And then number
5. Name.
Yeah, and then, of course, Deathstroke came before Deadpool.
Yeah, he did.
And then also Quicksilver was ripped off from The Flash.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Also, a.k.a. Quicksilver, Max Mercury. And then number 4... The Avengers was a ripoff from the Justice League, or at least the concept of the league. And number 3, Hawkeye was a ripoff of the Green Lantern. I mean, Green Arrow.
Mm-hmm.
How do we say that? Green Arrow.
Yeah.
Sandman was a ripoff of Clayface from Batman.
Mm-hmm.
And Thanos was a ripoff of Darkseid.
Darkseid, yeah.
Yeah, so what do you think about that, Matt? About what the article I just read off?
That's interesting, and plus I read about that this week as well.
Yeah.
How certain Marvel heroes and villains alike are a bit ripped off like that, and there's different controversies about those villains between Marvel and DC, between Darkseid and Thanos, because Darkseid is a god and Thanos is a mad titan, and Thanos is after the Infinity Gauntlet, and of course Darkseid is after the anti-life equation, to turn either Earth or just to turn like a world into his own apocalypse. And what does Thanos really want to do? It's like at the end credit scene every time I watch in the Avengers. What does he want? Does he just want death? Does he just want to use the Infinity Gauntlet for death? What can all the Infinity Stones do all at once?
I don't know.
I'm more looking forward to that in Infinity War.
I don't know. I don't really know that much about Thanos. Like, even when they showed him at the end of Avengers, when all the geeks or geeks that were pretending they knew who he was, like,
yeah.
Oh my gosh. And I'm like, who is it? And they're like, and they can't tell me. I'm like, you don't know. I'm like, so what? And he's like, Are you okay? Yeah. Way overreacting. And yeah, so I don't know that much about him.
I want Red Skull to come back because I've seen videos through Clever Movie.
Oh my gosh.
Few things.
I have a Red Skull story to talk about right after you're done, Matt.
Hey, Zeus, I commend you, man, for not pretending like you know, because there's a lot of fans out there that claim to be fans only because they've seen the movies. And now with Google, they're acting like they've known the whole time, you know?
Right.
Which is kind of lame.
Right.
So I'm glad you come on to admit, hey, I don't know. I'm not an expert.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's really awesome, dude.
Did you guys see that guy that chopped off his nose so he could look like the Red Skull?
No.
What?
Why are you kidding me?
Yes. I don't know if you should even Google this, but type in Red Skull guy chops off his nose.
What does it look like?
Well, you know, it's not like he did it by himself. He had it surgically removed, so it looks like a, you know, like a skull nose. Like, there's no tip. Like, he shaved off the tip. So it looks like it looks like the guy from Harry Potter. Voldemort.
Really? I never watched those movies.
Yeah.
Good movie.
Wow. The nose is like chopped, it's like shaved off the tip. And tattooed his face red, and his eyes are tattooed black, and he has like balls underneath his skin. It looks crazy.
What an idiot!
Yeah,
so stupid.
And I just can't wait, guys, till we get like the full-on apocalypse. I mean, X-Men: Age of Apocalypse or X-Men: Apocalypse teaser trailer soon. I so can't wait to get the X-Men Apocalypse movie. It's just going to be so awesome. And it's been announced. Oh, what did you guys think of the Daredevil teaser for Netflix coming within a month?
You know, I haven't seen it. Is it good?
I thought it came out already. It came out, right?
Yeah,
the teaser?
Yeah, I haven't seen it yet.
I haven't either.
YouTube a few days ago. It looks it does look pretty good. He's not in red. It's actually a black Daredevil. I mean, he's still a white actor, but
the clothing's black.
It's not Ben Affleck, but did we like Ben Affleck in Daredevil, even though we know he's going to be
okay. I mean, you could tell the director didn't know what to do with it.
Oh.
They said the director's cut was better. I haven't even seen the director's cut.
Oh. Matt, you have a new caller from Air Code 469.
Who is this?
Hey, Matt. Chris from Canada.
Hey, Chris. How's it going?
Good. Thank you for having me over.
Oh, no problem, man. Any follower on Twitter I get is a welcome caller.
Awesome.
No crank calls like that one time.
Right,
Jesus? No crank calls like that one time.
Yeah.
That was kind of creepy. Very, very creepy. I still haven't gotten back into Marvel's Agent Carter. What's going on?
Is that on? Yeah, it is on, but I don't know why.
Whose phone's cutting in and out?
not mine.
I think it cleared up.
Hey, Zeus, are you there?
Yeah.
Zeus' phone's cutting in and out a bit.
What is this, TalkShoe?
I know, right? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
I was playing Kennedy. I don't think
it was someone's phone.
I don't think we needed the Edge and Okada show. I mean, like,
no.
when are we gonna launch somehow? Like, yeah, we were there. We did a great job, whatever, you know. But
it
I think
it
ain't the waste of time and money.
Yeah.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is just fine. What are your thoughts on the show's return?
So when does Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. return?
Finally, March 3rd. I'm so glad I finally have, we have two shows back-to-back on Tuesday nights. First, the awesome, amazing show, The Flash, and at 8. And then let's hope it gets a bit better at 9. Marvel's Agents / Inhumans of S.H.I.E.L.D. at 9. Get
yeah.
Inhumans of S.H.I.E.L.D. because Sky
Inhumans
and
of
that
S.H.I.E.L.D.
Sir
yeah.
Serena touch the obelisk, and it's like they're having special powers now, and they've been exploring the Kree, and the main leader of the Kree was in Guardians of the Galaxy, known as Ronan, which I thought.
Man, man, you really know your Marvel films, dude. That's cool.
Yeah,
I know,
love
right? I did not know
I have all of them. I have The Amazing Spider-Man 1 and 2. I love those movies. Well, I mean, I don't watch The Amazing Spider-Man 2 all that much because that went all, like, all downhill.
Yeah.
The Amazing Spider-Man was good. Spider-Man 1 and 2 were One was okay. Like, every time I go back and forth, they can make Green Goblin look real. Don't you think, guys?
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about Green Goblin. When I heard they were going to reboot Spider-Man, like, before The Amazing Spider-Man came out, I was so excited. When I saw the first trailer and we got to see Dr. Connors, I thought we were going to get Green Goblin in this new Spider-Man film. And then we get the Lizard. What villain
mm-hmm.
were you hoping to see in The Amazing Spider-Man when it first came out? Jesus?
I would want to see Green Goblin right away.
And how do you think Mark Webb should have done Green Goblin? I know we saw him in The Amazing Spider-Man 2, and you know how bad that turned out. But don't you think he could have looked a lot more scarier and a bit darker?
You know, I thought they were going to use, what's his name, the dad, Osborn.
Norman Osborn. They should have
Norman,
used him.
Yes. Yes. Instead of killing him off. I was like, whoa. I'm like, maybe they might have like a last minute ditch to save him. They give him a serum or something, and then he becomes the Green Goblin. But I didn't think they were going to kill him.
Yeah, and I didn't really like the way in The Amazing Spider-Man 2 that they had to cut Mary Jane out, Shailene Woodley, because I heard through Clever Movie that Mary Jane was going to be in The Amazing Spider-Man 2 and 3, and now it sounds like Andrew Garfield won't be in The Amazing Spider-Man 3. It's like Andrew Garfield's done playing Spider-Man, since now Sony eventually is going to give the rights back to Marvel for Spider-Man.
Well, that's still a big that's not confirmed yet. We don't really know where they're going yet. They may make a third one. Who knows?
I hope so, because, guys, do you realize how awesome it's going to be to see the redesigned black suit in The Amazing Spider-Man 3, like Peter's grief over Gwen's death, to still want revenge over Uncle Ben's death, and then
I don't know, man. You know what? You know what? I had a problem with Amazing Spider-Man 1 and 2. I thought it lacked heart, where the first series of Spider-Man movies from Sam Raimi had a lot of heart. Granted, Tobey Maguire wasn't the Spider-Man we all wanted, but the movie had a lot of heart. And the Amazing Spider-Man movies are very dark, you know, and that's not what we want either. I don't know. I didn't like the first one or the second one. I mean, I don't know. And when they finally rebooted it, I wanted to see Mysterio, I wanted to see Vulture,
yeah.
I wanted to see what's his name, Venom. I would have liked to see see a proper Venom. That would have been cool.
Yeah.
But I don't really like the new Spider-Man movies. It's too dark. Spider-Man's not a dark character.
No, he's more like a fun-filled character. And I've always wanted to see like a Spider-Man. Secret Wars still, like Spider-Man, Iron Man team up, Spider-Man, Fantastic Four, Black Cat, all the heroes team up on the alien planet where he has to team up with all these other heroes to stop the villains, like Spider-Man, Captain America, Storm, and all these other heroes. And then he goes back to Earth, and then he teams up with all these other Spider-Mans from other reality, because I'm a big fan of the 1994 animated series, and how awesome was that two-parter, Joe?
I don't remember, and I did watch it as a kid, but I don't remember it now. It's been so long since I've seen the 94 animated series.
Oh, okay.
That's
but
pretty
still
cool. I did like it.
Yeah, but still, it's getting closer and closer to the Avengers Age of Ultron. Who's getting pumped? Let's go around the phones.
All right, I'll go first. To be honest, I'm not that hyped for it, dude. I know it's going to be good, but it's not the movie I'm waiting for. So, but, I mean, yeah, cool. Yeah, I hope it does well. I'll go see it. But I'm not, like, anticipating the day for it to come. You know?
A lot of fanboys are really, you know, hyping it up.
What's that,
Jesus? I'm not you. Are you looking forward to the Avengers Age of Ultron?
Yeah. You know, I'm not, I'm pretty much like Joe, you know. It's another movie, so I'm fully supporting, you know, the whole comic book movie. So, on that kind of, I'm excited because, you know, any comic book movie is a good movie because more than making them, more they'll make more of them. So,
yeah.
There's always a good reason to be excited for that, guys, because go see it, because we'll get the Star Wars The Force Awakens trailer 2 attached to Avengers Age of Ultron.
Yeah.
I heard. And it'll first show the first look of what Harrison Ford's going to be as Han Solo in Episode 7, Mark Hamill as Luke Skywalker in Episode 7, Carrie Fisher as Princess Leia Solo in Episode 7. Now, do you guys think, I know we're talking about Marvel, but do you guys think after Return of the Jedi, Han and Leia got married?
I don't know. I can't answer that question because I didn't read really. I've only watched the movies. I've never read like the EU books, the extended universe. Probably.
Neither.
Oh, okay. All right, guys. I'm going to have to cut the podcast short because I'm kind of starting to get tired.
Awesome.
Okay.
What?
I said thank you for an awesome.
What's
thanks
that? For an awesome. What?